You know, it's a new year, but some things are just like the old. The NFL playoffs are upon us, and of course, our Detroit Lions are not participating.
Nowhere to be seen.
Before the season began, we made our morning team predictions. Remember that? Going to predict how the Detroit Lions. In fact, just the Lions, but also Michigan and Michigan State. Right. So now, since all three teams have officially, completely put those seasons to bed, we can bring you up to date. Plus, let's not forget our online poll. Remember, we asked our listeners who they thought would win more games this season, Michigan, Michigan State, or the Lions.
Mm-hmm. Do we really want to review these? I'm happy forgetting about them.
Yeah, right.
Well, actually, Pat, you were... Oh. Well, unfortunately, you were very correct on one particular one.
Okay.
Well, let's start with college football. Michigan, which ended up the season, remember, we just do regular season, finished up 9-3 in the regular season. Mm-hmm. And Pat, both you and Dave both predicted 9-3.
Hey, we were right
on
the
money.
All right.
I was a little bit more optimistic. Yeah. I was going 10-2. Well, at least I was close. You know, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Michigan State, 6-6 season. Well, I predicted a 10-2 season for Michigan State.
Mm.
Pat, you were 11-1 on Michigan State.
Oh, really?
It's very optimistic.
Dave, you were optimistic too. You had 10-2.
So
we all missed that.
Yeah.
We weren't the only ones. There were others.
No, there were others. I'm sure the folks in East Lansing were anticipating a little bit.
That's right. Yes.
But at least they did win the bowl game.
They did win their bowl game. Yeah. Pinstripe bowl.
That was good. The Detroit Lions.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
I was the most optimistic. But how pathetic is this when you really think about this, folks? My optimism was for the Lions to finish 9-7. For most teams, 9-7 is like, what a horrid year.
Yeah, you know, right.
Barely
yeah.
over 500. But for the Lions, 9-7 would have been a great year.
Yeah, it would have.
Dave, you were at 8-8.
8-8, yeah. Yeah.
And Pat, I remember when you predicted this. Because I think I looked at you and, you know, I probably could have went back and got the audio on this. I didn't. I should have. Pat predicted... Remember, the Lions finished 3-12-1 because of that stupid tie game.
Mm-hmm.
Pat predicted 3-13.
Oh, really?
Congratulations, Pat Justin.
Thank you.
Congratulations. He had the most insight and information of any Detroit Lions fan, apparently, and reality. He was dealing with the reality. He didn't have those rose-colored glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
Pat knew something was not going to happen for the Lions this year.
Times they could have, if it was just another few seconds, blown that out of the water, but they didn't.
Yeah, what was that? We talked about this. It was like 7 fourth quarter leads blown or something like that. The potential was there, but wow.
No autographs, ladies and gentlemen. Just send money.
And I think you used a standard line that you often say, prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong.
Unfortunately... They proved you right. We should also give credit. Remember, we brought a couple of these forward, too. Nate Davis of USA Today, when he did some of his early projections of the NFL, and these happened, like, I want to say in July or something like that, when training camps were going underway, he predicted the Lions to be 3-13.
Yeah, we thought
he was nuts at that time,
too. Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, he also predicted that the Lions... would be 6 games worse than the projected third place Green Bay Packers. Well, the Packers did a little bit better than
they did.
Just being 9-7, because that's what he would have predicted for the Packers.
Yep.
So, and for our listeners who participated in the poll that we did back in August before the college football season began, we had asked you who would win more games. We've been doing this for several years now. Michigan, Michigan State, or the Lions. Remember, in this poll, nobody voted for the Lions. 0%.
Well, they were correct.
They were correct. And actually, we're correct. Michigan State, or I should say, Michigan winning more games, 52%. To Michigan State winning more games, 48%. It was close.
Oh, okay.
But Michigan did win more games this year. So our listeners were on track.
They were on target.
With the polling.
Yeah.
Lions not receiving a single vote. That's just, you
know. I have a feeling that's how next year's poll will probably go to.
We could probably vote today and we probably probably could get the same results
In 8 months when we do this again.
Unfortunately, we finally have put it to bed for Lions fans. We can just continue to watch the rest of the playoffs.
Right. Hey, but look at it this way, Lions fans. You could say that you play in a tough division because the Vikings and the Packers are in the final eight.
Good point. Vikings beating Saints in overtime. The Packers had the bye, so they play in this coming week. So there you go. Hey, yeah. That's not bad.
That's all right.
So four times we had to play a very tough playoff team.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you stick with that story.